the other night watching your show, as you guys were talking about your songs, it kind of seems like y'all share in the writing.
We do. Our main songwriters are Graham and Charles, our banjo and our bass player. But we have a real democratic process of songwriting, which is really nice. I mean, they've got to bring songs to the band, and then we take turns. We just work them. They bring them to me on paper, and I usually sing them. So we sit down and talk about it. It's a really neat process. I mean, they're definitely the songwriters, but they don't show up with this real egotistical approach to it. They're not like, yeah, here's my song, I'm telling you to play it. They're just like, what do you think? What should we change? And the third key, and like this, like that. I think that develops a group identity around each tune that makes it the band. It really defines our sound, everybody gets their input.
You do a lot of the lead singing. Have you ever had any training, or is that just your natural voice? The way you guys work on stage, that movement that you do, how you move around each other's mics, that's so fluid. You guys have it down. Did you got that from the old touring acts, the old bluegrass bands?
Yes and no. I mean, we like the one mic singing. I don't know why. Just see, that's what we got from the kind of some of the bands that sang around one mic, you know, in the early days of bluegrass. And then we quickly realized that you could get the vocals, but you couldn't get the instruments as well. You want to have that presence, because bluegrass is already quiet enough because it's acoustic. So we wanted to have that presence, so we flared the mics out, and that immediately created that motion. You know, it's like, all right, well, I got to stand over here and play rhythm guitar, but I got to come over here and sing. And Graham's got to stand over there and play banjo, but you got to come over here and sing a trio. And that creates movement. Then we started thinking about the backup and how you keep that in there. And, you know, so it was a natural process once we realized we wanted to sing around one mic, but we wanted the instruments to be present also.
You mentioned touring with Steve Martin. Do you get to spend some time with him away from the limelight? Do you get to hang out with him?
Yeah, he's such a great person. Yeah, just a great person and a great hang. And we're lucky, you know, just to be around someone that with his experience as an entertainer and just knowledge of the business and also his unique musical skills are startlingly good. I mean, really good. I mean, when we finish this interview, I'm heading up the mountain to rehearse with him for the rest of the day, and then tomorrow before we all go to New York. So it's just fun. He likes to socialize, and he likes to have dinner parties with us. And it's important, I think, anybody that you play music with to have a relationship outside of the music. I think it connects you in a deeper way. It's fun to have a musical relationship. It's also fun to be friends. And I think that comes through in your music when you're truly having fun.
You've been going for a long time. I know, like in 2006, the International Bluegrass Music Association called you all, and I thought that was kind of fun. You know, the best emerging new artists, and now we're sitting up here in 2011. kind of shows you how long it takes sometimes when you're working hard. Have you got any advice? Have you got any advice for other bands out there that are trying to get their music heard?
Most important thing is to try to find a band, a group of friends. Try to have a friendship bring you together and not necessarily like who's the best at what, you know. Because we weren't, you know, there's a million guitar players better than me and a million singers better than me. And you can say that about each of our band members. But we put it together as friends and our musical puzzles is what keeps us going. And I think another important thing to think about is trying to get a band that everybody that's kind of has the same goals and interests so you can stay together. You know, bluegrass suffers from the band shuffle, everybody going to different bands all the time. And so the sound can't develop within each band. And so I think it's really important to find people that you're compatible with for the long run that you can communicate with and share the same goals and interests.
You know, I was talking to your publicist That was the fastest I've ever seen anybody change a guitar string the other night. When you broke that guitar string, I've never seen anyone change a guitar string that fast. I've been playing music for money since I was 7, and I'm 54, and I have never seen anyone change a string that fast, and that's a lot of pickers, and I was very impressed. The guys even were, because one of them said something, and you got a round of applause for it, didn't you? Guys have an awesome band, man. I'd seen you on TV. That was the first time I've ever experienced you live, and you know, you just blew me away and everybody that was there. I mean, I really congratulate you guys. You've obviously worked hard and you're earning it, and that's awesome. And I know you're really busy, and I appreciate you doing this interview.
Sounds
good. Thank you very much, Woody.
All